I got him on the line. That's how we get it in, man. Boosie, exclusive, Z107.9. What up?
Mike Check, Boosie Badass. What's up?
What's up, Boosie? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm good, man.
So for the 14,000 and 2 millionth time, welcome home.
Yeah, bro, it feels good.
Let me ask you this question, man. You got this hot song out right now that's killing it everywhere. How did you record that song while you was locked down? How did you do that?
Nah, I recorded that before I came to prison. That was just something I had zipped up in the back pocket till I got close to coming home, and I released it like a month before I came home, and it is doing pretty good, you know.
So have you been in the studio? You've been out for a few days now. Have you gotten into the studio? Did you write a whole bunch of stuff? I mean, what's the plan?
Yeah, I've been in the studio every night, all night, except the first night I came home. So, man, I'm about 35% finished with my album already. So,
wow.
Man, we working, man. Every night, every day from 5 in the evening to 5 in the morning, that's where I'm at.
Who's going to be on this epic album, and when is it coming?
I can't exactly when it's coming, but I saw T.I. record last night. T.I. got on it. I saw T-Chain's record last night. T-Chain's got on it. Me and Jesus did a couple records a couple days ago. We're going to put Justin Bieber on the album, man. This is a classic album, man, that everybody needs.
Did you say Justin Bieber?
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Wow. So, I heard you on with Ricky early this morning, and you were talking a little bit about the way the world is now based, and it's really 5 years is not a long time, but so much happened in the last 5 years. What are some of the things that you are excited about that you have access to now that you're free?
Not really too much, you know. I got access to my family, my kids, my career. The social stuff was new to me, all the FaceTime and Instagram and all that. That was new to me. That don't overpower, you know, the love I'm getting, with my family and getting back to what I do, making good music.
Well, we're excited that you have a project coming out, but I want you to say something serious to the young people that are listening right now. You've been through a rough experience, and I'm sure you have some regrets and things that you wish didn't happen that put you in that situation. What can you tell to the young people listening right now that may be struggling with some of the things that you've struggled with when you were young, and give them some insight and based on your experience on how they should move forward?
I would just tell them to, you know, try to stay in school, man, because, you know, these streets, you know, it ain't these streets, you're going to prison, you know. That's just a fact. You know, I don't care how good you get in doing what you're doing. If it's part of the streets, you're going to prison, you know. So I just feel, you know, I want them to chase their dreams also. So I just want them to try to stay positive, you know, and stay around positive people, you know. That's hard to say coming up in the situations we came up in, you know, and some are going to fall. But, you know, I just hope to tell them, you know, to learn from their mistakes when that do happen, you know. Because when you do that, it makes you a better person, you know.
Well, listen, Boosie, man, I know your schedule is really crazy. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to call me. But I also appreciate what you just said, because a lot of our young people, man, they only see, like, the negative, and, you know, they don't necessarily, you know, look past, you know, a lot of our people in our community go to jail all the time, and it's like a lot of times people hold it up in high esteem. But I'm glad you said what you said, and I hope that a lot of people can learn from your situation. And because of your past, maybe there's a lot of young kids that won't go down that road. So I appreciate you even taking a moment to share that. And we look forward to the album, man. You got to get to Cleveland. When you coming to Cleveland?
Oh, man, bro. We're going to be in Cleveland. You know, they got some money bags out there I got to come get too, you know.
Yeah. Listen, brother, your checkbook is going to be nice this year, man. I'm sure you got dates everywhere. People want to see Boosie because you're getting so much love everywhere. So when you come to town, man, you come up to Z107.9, we'll welcome you, and we look forward to it. And just do me that favor, bro. Everywhere you go, man, just tell the young people, man, to stay on the right path and try not to make those bad decisions and stay out the streets and stay in them books, man. Please keep preaching that message to our young folks.
For sure, I got it.
God bless, bro. I'll see you soon, man.
Okay.